like to say thank you to your respective networks for not malfunctioning so that you could be here today. That just, every time I go and we have an Alanog or we go to Nanog, that's always in the back of my mind, right? And you look over in the corner and you see somebody head down, not saying much to anybody, and they have that look on their face, and there's just a spirit of empathy, you know, because they can't have a good time because of some other things that are going on. So I want to thank your networks for at least working halfway well, long enough for you to come. Secondly, I'd like to say that this is your NOG. All right. Someone asked me earlier who's represented here. This is everybody that's in the room. As I was compiling this, I said to myself, that list does not look too shabby. And I'm sure we're missing someone because some of you didn't use your business and organizational emails. Now, I'm a big advocate of under-promising and over-delivering. I don't know, maybe it comes with the profession. But we reached out to the mothership probably three nanogs ago, yep. And we told them what we were doing. And they said, oh, that's neat, that's nice. I vividly remember them asking, how frequently do you meet? And I said, we meet about 3 weeks to a month out from every NANOG. And I remember the look on the face. He's like, yeah, 3 weeks to a month out for every NANOG, Alanog meets. We keep the same schedule, primarily because we're trying to encourage people to more fully engage with the mothership. Well, as I was putting this together on yesterday, just hit me, was curious. That's a pretty neat list. Well, the rest of my time here, I want to kind of give you some insight on, and I know you can't read this in the back, but we'll work through it. Just a little history. This concept, although the NOG in Atlanta gets the credit, Ben and I met in October of 22, primarily to discuss how an internet exchange point that we both had invested some time in wasn't working so well. And after we got through all of that, he asked, hey, I got this idea about bringing together the network operators throughout the state, tying them together, and I was like, huh, me too. He says, well, what do you want to do? I said, as long as you're the face and the name, because I've had enough of that to last me two lifetimes, I'll do the work. I'll be the grunt guy. And so we had our first event up in Talladega. You guys showed up. I now have relationships with people in this room that I did not have prior. It is really, really cool knowing your primary tribe members. It's just really neat. The thing we didn't count on is that Alanog should maybe get a job with NOAA, because we can pretty much accurately determine when there will be a winter phenomena in the state of Alabama every January. Wherever we choose to have Alanog, something real interesting is going to happen. The thing, though, I really want to leave with you is that we are very interested in fulfilling the wishes and the desires of the operators, the engineers, and the enthusiasts. People who love the science of internet working. Now, there's room at the table for others, but the folk who will be driving this NOG are the people who are still turning the screwdrivers. I don't know if we ever use screwdrivers, but you all get the point. Maybe when you're putting something in a rack. But we want this to stay very technical in orient. We've been able to do that thus far, and we've had quite a bit of success there. We appreciate you investing a half day, and some of you a full day with travel and windshield time. That means a lot. And please don't ever think that it's not appreciated and the value of your time. I tell folk on the regular, that's my most valuable asset. I will give you my money much more quickly than I give you my time, because I can't get it back. I guess the other thing that we want to talk about going to the future, and I don't like talking about things before they actually occur, but some of the plans are for us to more fully partner with NANOG. Those efforts are in the works. We have the senior management team's attention. A lot of agencies that are tied with them, you know, like ISC, Internet Society, they've said they're on board. It's pretty neat for Alabama to have and have captured the attention of a whole continent.
And Aaron.
Aaron's very important to all of us.
Yeah. It's just fascinating to see again. I'm a product of Deepwood, Alabama. My little hometown is 2,000 people, and I oftentimes get asked, why are you still there? And I have to immediately tell them, by choice. My daddy told me when I was a little boy, we're one of the few states in the union, we can put a fence around us, and we don't need anything from anybody. And that was before we started making cars. It's really neat for Alabama to be kind of driving this train of the local NOC movement. There are others that are maybe a little older, but nobody's doing this as well as we're doing it right now. And so we're going to be committed to moving forward. Some of the things we want to create is a membership directory, but not a book necessarily. Maybe something that's kind of Slackish or Discordish. If Graham and I have had a conversation at NANOG, and he's given me some insight on an IP fusion sequence, and I thought I wrote it down properly, right? I'm in the process of configuring something, and it's not working. I don't know. Graham may have other things to do than to answer my phone call. I don't know. He works on global networks, but when I want to talk to him, guess what I want to do? Talk to him. Now, all of us know how that works. You have four or five people on a phone call. You can't really take another call because you can't hop off of the call. But while your upstream provider is trying to figure it out, you possibly could answer something in a Discord session. And we can archive it up. People can run queries on it afterwards. Well, we can say it because we're all family. It's all the same stuff, right? Just really is. It's all the same stuff. Now, don't go back and tell that to the folks signing your checks, but it's all the same stuff, right? And we're the only resource we have. And so we want to kind of do that. And then we want to double down on the continuing ed aspect, where maybe we create some labs. We work with some of the larger vendors and maybe bring in additional training resources. Now, I haven't talked to Ben about this, but in the fall, we're going to try to maybe migrate a little farther north. I have my eyes, my crosshairs on a particular city that's north of here, but there'll be more forthcoming on that. And then I guess the one final rule of engagement. As the workshop presentations are going on, there's a stack of index cards here in the back. We like to ask that you write your questions down to allow the presenters to finish their presentation. And that will allow two things. One, we'll have time for question and answers, but if we don't get to that, we can then still pass your questions on and then have them answer offline and then distribute the responses. Is that fair? All right, I need you to do one final thing before we bring up the dear folk from RockNet who were so gracious and so kind to do some of the underwriting. You guys have got to repeat after me. We're going to do a little call and response. Is that fair?
Okay.
You guys don't look too enthusiastic. I mean, your networks are working. Come on, put a smile on your face. All right, you got to repeat after me. You ready?
Ready.
It is always.
It is always.
A network problem.
A network problem.
One more time. Because you act as if that's foreign.
No, it's DNS.
No. It might be, but that's not who gets blamed. You ready? It is always.
It is always.
A network problem.
A network problem.
Until we show.
Until we show.
You data.
You data.
That proves otherwise.
That proves otherwise.
But we're still on the hook.
But we're still on the hook.
To help you solve your problem.
To help you solve your problem.
Hey, that is who we are. As we want to ask the team from RockNet, if you would. Oh, thank you.